Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Do you know why I made this podcast? Because these are exactly the things I struggled with. I struggled with and saw professional after professional, and no one gave me exactly what I needed. And so now that I know what I needed, I am putting it out there for all of you. So you have this knowledge. If it's helping you guys, throw this up in your Instagram stories, maybe your Facebook newsfeed, or even next time you're out for lunch, share it with your friend. Because maybe they need something like this too. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast, talking about one of my favorite topics today, binge eating and food rules. So today we're talking about if you ever hear the words good food, bad food in your head, for example, what do you think of? So for example, if I hear good foods, I think of fruits, veggies, and whole grains. When I hear the words bad foods, I think of things like chocolate bars, cookies, cakes, cupcakes, donuts, ice cream, peanut butter. Now, this is just a subtle way, or even, hey, maybe not so subtle way, that food rules creep into our lives and create some chaos. So in this episode, we're going to cover what food rules are and how they link to binge eating, how they can help and how they can hinder, tell us and how we can figure out about, gosh, what even are our food rules and how we can adjust those food rules. Okay, so here's the thing. Food rules can actually help us sometimes, and I don't want us to think they're all bad because they are not all bad, but there are some times when they are all bad. So for example, food rules are exactly what I just said. They're what we think of when we hear good food, bad food, and they're one of the biggest things that actually can lead us to binge eating. So I'll just give you a quick personal example. So I went from being someone that ate a ton of junk food growing up, and you know what? I was of a fairly normal weight. I was a little bit bigger than my, you know, friend peers as a kid, but nothing crazy. Like, I was a pretty normal kid, and it wasn't until my late teens, early adulthood, when I first went on my first diets ever, where I tried to restrict and do it perfectly and get it very, very right. And so I would go and I would try to follow the plans perfectly because I wanted to lose the weight. That's also a bit of the person I am. I really like to follow rules. So if there's a rule, I am a person that will tend to follow it even too rigidly sometimes. So I used to think that I really like rules. In the last few years, I have found out that I actually like to bend and break rules, which is a totally interesting shift and change in my life. But here's the thing. Food rules are a problem. We follow them too rigidly. So for example, it was really helpful for me to lose weight that first time when I thought, okay, cookies are bad. Okay, food rule, cookies are bad. Now, I thought whole grains, veggies, fruits were good. Now, it became a problem when I violated my food rule and that food rule had a negative consequence. So for example, if I think cookie, which would happen to me because I love cookies and cookies are sold everywhere. And especially when I was in university, there was these cookies that had like M&M shapes that were just cooked to the right consistency and they were like mouthwateringly gooey. I swear I'm probably salivating right now as I think about them because I'm tasting the food in my mind. Yeah, that's the thing that happens. So these cookies were great and I used to want them. And I remember the first time I violated this rule while I was on a diet, the rule all of a sudden had negative consequences. And I thought, okay, I cannot eat until tomorrow now. Now I've eaten too many calories and I can't eat. Okay, so that's a negative consequence because my rule is too rigid. And guess what? When my rule is too rigid, I have to try to compensate in some way that's not realistic. So it wasn't realistic for me to not eat the next day. For example, possible helpful food rule could be cupcakes or cookies are bad, but if I eat them once in a while, it's not going to cause a problem. I just get back on track with my next healthy meal. That can be an adaptive food rule to keep me away from the cookies. So food rules are a problem here when they're overly rigid and you're hyper aware of them and violating the food rule has a negative consequence. So I don't want you to think all food rules are bad. So it is truly helpful for me to remember that cookies, cakes, pancakes are sometimes foods. Nom, nom, nom.
not all the time foods. Nom, nom, nom. That is a rule that is now in my head. Sometimes food, not all the time food. But I need to remember this somehow because before in my life, all foods were of equal value. And I know that's just not true. I use my foods for different things today. So I had to figure out what the hell to do with these bad foods. I mean, I remember if I ate a bad food, for example. So this would be a rigid food rule that I became hyper aware of and was worried about violating the rule and it having negative consequences. So for example, this could be something like maybe I have a friend at work, because I do, who makes cupcakes with delicious cream cheese icing. Now, maybe this is a bad food, but if I have a healthy, flexible food rule, I might think, yum, that looks like a great cupcake. If I eat one of these a week and this is, you know, pretty much the only treat meal I have all week, it's going to be totally fine. I'm going to spend my time enjoying my nutritious, delicious meals the rest of the time and the occasional treat is okay. Think like 80-20, 80% good, 20% treats or something like that can be a really helpful, other flexible way to think about it. Now, a really rigid eater might do something like this. So they think cupcake and they think, oh, this is bad. Oh, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to enjoy it. And they have a cupcake and they whip out their MyFitnessPal app and then they figure out, they put in cupcake and they find cupcakes and then they pick a cupcake and they go, oh my gosh, look at all the sugar, look at all the carbs, look at all the fat in the cupcake, and they begin to panic. Now they start adjusting the rest of their macronutrients for the day and then they think, oh, I've screwed it. I've blown it. Now I need to eat everything. Do you see how this is going? Because they've already screwed up, now they need to keep screwing up because they've gone over in their sugar, carbs, fat, or they've just blown it. Screw it. So they think, I need to start again tomorrow, and tomorrow will be good. Now we get into some compensators, for example. Anytime they screw something up, they need to compensate the next day. This is the negative consequence. So the compensation for someone, you know, doing a nutritional cleansing program might be, oh, I screwed up. Now I have to cleanse to rid my body of it. Now remember, that's not cleansing to support overall cell function and body, you know, stable body mass. That is cleansing to rid yourself of those consequences that you maybe just did. So that would be a negative consequence. Or maybe you're like, screw it, now I have to eat everything in sight. That's a negative consequence because you're going overboard. So the negative consequence there is the screw it attitude. I'll start again Monday. I'll start again next month. I'll start again next year. That's when we hear negative consequence. So maybe that food leading into that overeating for the rest of the day, we know there is some violation of a food rule there that kept it going to make it a bit feeling a bit insane. So we just want to think about, if we did something we didn't mean to do in a way we really didn't mean to do it, we want to wonder, what on earth was the food rule that just happened and how are we hyper aware of it and what was the negative consequence? So other things that characterize food rules are that they're really demanding in nature. They're very prescriptive about what you can and what you can't have. And if you did the bad thing, that you have to fix it in some way or do something else. Now, a lot of dieters, hey, guess what? They have rules that have been helpful to get them to lose weight. And a lot of successful weight maintainers have rules about when they do or do not eat, but there's a little bit of flexibility in them that works for them. And even, you know what, guys, even if you're probably the most healthy weight maintainer, probably has some unhelpful food rules from time to time. But specifically here, we're talking about the problem dieter or the problem binge eater that probably has some pretty dysfunctional rules in there that are leading to binge eating. So I'm just going to run through some questions and I want you to consider what food rules might be popping up for you. So the first way to stop our binge eating is to figure out what our food rules are and then make some adjustments. So I just want you to answer some of the following questions in your head and see what came up for you. So just answer these, okay? Are you very specific about what you will or even will not eat? Are you flexible or inflexible about when you will eat? Do you have clear ideas about how much of a certain food is acceptable at a certain time? Are you careful about what treats or cheats or junk you can eat unless you've earned it, for example, through exercise? Are you overly careful about only eating calories for fuel and avoiding empty calories, such as alcohol? Okay, so those are just some questions. What came up for you? So are you very specific about what you will or will not eat? So for example, maybe you have a food rule that is, shakes are good, I only eat shakes for breakfast. Now, maybe someone presents to you, hey, you want to go for brunch on Sunday? An unhelpful food rule might be if you think, no, I can only have shakes, only ever. And if I violate that, I need to do all the eating and then start again tomorrow. Okay, that is a pretty rigid rule with a negative consequence. So we can very easily see how you would eat like crazy all of that day to, in fact, start again tomorrow. Now, maybe you're flexible or inflexible. Flexibility about when you'll eat may or may not lend to binge eating. So maybe you see the entire day is a free-for-all smorgasbord. So that might be too flexible about when you can eat, therefore leading to constant binge eating all day. Or maybe you're super inflexible about when you'll eat. So maybe you had to eat your dinner a little bit later than usual. So you ate it at 5 and you thought, uh-oh, now I've eaten too much too late. So I might as well have other things that I want because I already screwed up my day. Maybe you have really clear ideas about how much or how many foods are acceptable at a certain time or not. So maybe you're like, 2 cookies per day is acceptable. And then if you break that or something is too many, then you think, uh-oh, I need to have more now. And it just feels really out of control. Are you careful about what treats you eat unless you've earned them? So maybe, for example, you're like, yes, I can only eat pizza if I've exercised. If I haven't exercised, then I've really screwed up and I have to cleanse or I have to do 2 extra hours of exercise or something like that. And then if you're overly careful about avoiding empty calories, again, it really just plays into the if I eat an empty calorie, then screw it, I have to eat all of the empty calories. Now, these are just, I mean, I'm saying screw it, but it can sound different for different people, and different foods are scarier for other people, and different ways of eating are different for different people. But I want you to think about today, what are some of your food rules that if you violate, you have some sort of negative consequence or that lends to binge eating for you? And you have to figure out what yours are and then work to adjust them. And so working to adjust them can be quite the practice and can be really difficult. So for example, I used to struggle with eating cookies. And if I ate one, I would eat 50 because I'd think, oh, I've screwed up. I'm not supposed to eat cookies. Cookies are bad. So now I have to eat all the cookies. So I had to create a new food rule, which is cookies are good. Sometimes they are a sometimes food. Now, if I have a cookie or there's a delicious cookie around, another thing I like to think is, do I want this cookie right now? And sometimes the answer is yes. And sometimes the answer is no. And I had to practice eating cookies again from time to time. So 2 times a week, I would practice eating a cookie and I would write out my fear. So my fear was I was afraid I was going to gain weight and I had to see what happened. So 1 cookie, I would eat it and then write out what actually happened. Nothing happened. I didn't gain weight from eating 1 cookie. And I learned that eating 1 cookie from time to time actually did nothing and was totally fine. So I developed the new rule that cookies are sometimes foods. I used to have a very specific rule about peanut butter, for example. It was that peanut butter was bad and I could not eat it. In order to learn that peanut butter is okay and it's a sometimes food, I had to slowly practice eating peanut butter or, you know, putting peanut butter in if a recipe called for a fat or like almond butter. I would just use peanut butter to see what happened. And again, my prediction was that it was fat and I couldn't have it and I couldn't control myself. And I would practice to see, did that actually happen, and learn that I could. So today, peanut butter is a food that I eat with light structure. And my new food rule around peanut butter is light structure. So what that means is actually most of the time I whip out a measuring spoon and I measure my peanut butter when I eat it 95% of the time. And there is still 5% of the time where I eat it with a normal spoon. But I've had to adapt and create more helpful food rules to keep me from binge eating and to keep me on track living in a body I feel comfortable in. Because guys, guess here's the thing, like I did not want to gain a ton of weight. I've been really heavy and I didn't want letting go of my food rules to make me fat again because I have been overweight and I didn't want to be that. And if that's what you want to be or feel in your body, that's cool. But it's about figuring out a way in your body that feels great for you. And so you have to create food rules that actually work for your unique life. So if you do struggle with binge eating, you might want to check out episode 26 of the podcast, which is Binge Eating and 6 Tips to Overcome It, where we talk so much more about other things that might be going on. So just a recap for this podcast, we have talked about what food rules are, how they help and how they hinder, how food rules can lead to binge eating, how to tell what your food rules are, and how to adjust your food rules. And guys, here's the thing. I know it's really difficult and I screwed up eating too many cookies when I tried to eat just 1 cookie as I learned how to adjust my food rules. I even still have food rules that creep in. For example, on other podcasts, you've heard me talk about the Jube Jubes at work because they had a food rule about Jube Jubes and that they were bad. And then I couldn't eat them. And if I ate one, I would eat too many. And I've had to truly work to adjust that food rule in a way that helps. That Jube Jubes are sometimes food. 1 Jube Jube is okay. A whole bowl full of Jube Jubes does not serve me. And so I've had to modify food rules that still pop up from time to time, and I can be surprised by them. I by no means do this perfect, but by constant effort, practicing consistency, guys, I truly get to live in a body I love, and you can too. But don't expect for it to be Amazon Prime. It's not going to be something you order, and it's not going to show up at your house in 2 days, guys. This is a long-term dedication to learning to manage your weight and truly find ways to feel comfortable in the skin you live in, all right? Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.